Let's talk about our democracy for a minute. But let's do it in a way that makes the snowflake's heads explode. Let me be clear before this podcast begins. We are loud,
loud,
proud,
proud,
and do not give a fuck. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast. Real and raw political and social commentary. The freedom to oppress the rights of other people is not liberty, you shit-eating moron. Ah, the smell of freedom of speech. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast, and this is Tony Michaels. Hey, Tony, fuck 'em.
Cargo ship hits a bridge. It collapses. Fox News blames brown people. Newsmax blames COVID lockdowns. I'm not shitting you. That's the fucking timeline we live in, boy. Oh, my God. Oh, look at that. Got it all fucked up. Not paying attention this morning, I guess. I don't know. A little exhausted this morning. Having to watch the clip of the cargo ship hitting the bridge time and time again. And then, not wanting to talk about this story because it's not politics. But, of course, the fucking white Christian nationalists in this country and the conspiracy theorists and tinfoil hattist are like, no, 100% it was brown people coming across the border. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? The hell are you? It's a cargo ship with fucking containers on it. What are you people talking about, man? There probably isn't even that big of a crew on this goddamn barge, because that's all it really is. Just really big fucking barge with a bunch of your fucking junk on it. A bunch of shit that you're going to go buy in the store. Junk. Just fucking garbage is what's on this ship, probably. Maybe a few, you know, key items, but I doubt it. This thing is obviously malfunctioning. It fucking hits a goddamn bridge, and somehow it's the infrastructure bill's fault. I'm not kidding you. That's another fucking narrative that, Joe Biden with his infrastructure bill, Nancy Mesa saying this shit. These people are fucking wild, man. These people are wild. And really, honestly, if the country would wake the fuck up, pluck their head out of their ass and paid attention to these assholes for more than 3 seconds, they would realize that every single last one of them are full of fucking shit. And they would never support a Republican ever again. Ever. They would never even consider voting for a Republican. Like, the entire Republican Party would have to change their fucking names. Like Ronna McDaniel. Changed it from Romney to McDaniel. You know what I mean? They'd have to change not only just their affiliation name, Republican, because now R means Russian, but they'd have to change their fucking names. It's insanity. The fucking commentary that we have to deal with and the political discourse in this country that we have to deal with when a cargo ship hits a fucking bridge, collapses the bridge, and this fucking video is wild. It's wild stuff. I mean, it's shit you'd see in a fucking movie, really. I question whether the son of a bitch was real, if it wasn't just from a movie somewhere when I first saw it. I seen it. What do you want from me? But that's what they're saying this morning is they're making a rounds on whose fault this is. And it definitely isn't just a fucking freak accident that has catastrophic consequences to the region of Baltimore. What the fuck are you talking about? Brown people. They're like, oh, total terrorism. What? Why in the fuck would terrorists hit a fucking bridge at 1:30 in the morning? When there's like four people crossing that son of a bitch, huh? They would probably think of some sort of fucking harebrained idea like flying planes into a huge tower in New York City in the morning when people are just arriving to work. That would probably, you people are fucking wild, man. You're wild. These fucking right wingers are off their goddamn medication or something. We need to get some fucking mental health care in this country, and we need it fast, quick, and in a goddamn hurry. It's getting ridiculous. I mean, this morning it's bridge talk, bridge talk, bridge talk, bridge talk, bridge talk. And the reason why the right wing is so focused in on why brown people caused the border bridge crisis, whatever that means, or maybe it's the COVID lockdowns that don't exist and haven't existed for years. What the fuck are you talking about? Matt Schlapp, the guy who molest fucking staffers, is talking about how this has to do with COVID lockdowns. Who in the fuck has been locked down for? Listen, they fucking changed the goddamn guidelines that if you get COVID, you can go back to work in like 24 hours. There's no fucking lockdowns. And the one reason why is because we all got vaccinated, even though you dumb motherfuckers didn't. It's so stupid. On a day like today, when really the narrative should be that Republicans in this country not only want to ban and criminalize medical procedures and restrict women's health care, ban their privacy in doctors' offices, but now they want to get rid of prescription drugs for women. They want to totally fucking criminalize prescription drugs for women. And they're not just going to do the pregnancy ones. They're not. They're going to, oh, fuck, man. They're going to go full in on this shit. Yeah, I mean, why would a Republican, if they don't want a woman to receive treatment from a healthcare professional on their pregnancy, why would they want a woman getting breast cancer treatment, huh? Why would they want that? What the fuck? I mean, if they don't want women's healthcare for their pregnancy, why would they let poor women, because that's what they're actually doing, is restricting healthcare for poor women. Oh, rich women will still be able to get the healthcare that they want, man. Yeah, they'll just pay for it. You know, they'll set up back alley clinics so that way doctors get paid to make sure that the authorities don't find out, and rich Republican women will receive abortions. They'll receive abortions to save their lives. I mean, because that's really where we're headed here. I mean, don't you think? Wait, call me crazy? I mean, these motherfuckers are talking about how brown people coming across the border is the reason why a bridge collapsed this morning. And you think I'm fucking nuts for saying they're wanting to ban a pill that has been around on the market for 20 goddamn years. 20 years this motherfucker's been around. No evidence, no data proving that this thing is unsafe other than they don't like it. They don't like the people that they don't want to take it. They don't want you to take this prescription drug because it offends them. You can go fuck yourself, okay? You can go fuck yourself. And really, until we hold you down and start dumping prescription drugs in your mouth, you can just shut the fuck up. Okay? You can just shut the fuck up. It's not this fucking garbage and trash. I'll say it again, and this needs to be, I don't know why it gets lost. We have to ratify the ERA. We have to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. It is a thing that we have to do in this country. They are not going to give up. They are not going to fucking stop trying to come after women and their rights. I mean, my daughter's young. She got the rest of her fucking life. And I would appreciate it if every fucking person out there fought for not just hers, but every little girl's rights as they become women, just like her. It's fucking ridiculous. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous that we have to sit here and listen to these scumbags take away people's fucking rights because they're offended. Be offended, bitch. Be offended. Be fucking offended. Don't take the pill. Don't take the motherfucker. And what the fuck are men so goddamn worried about this pill for? Why the fuck is a man worried about this fucking pill? Huh? I don't even give a shit what it's called. I don't even give a shit what it's for. This son of a bitch has been proven to be very effective for the thing that it was designed to do. And there's no data showing that it's unsafe. None. It's just a bunch of fucking religious zealots, a bunch of Nazis are offended. Fuck you. Be offended, motherfucker. It is your right to be stupid and offended. It is your liberty. But you do not get to tell the government what the fuck everyone else is gonna do. You piece of fucking Nazi shit. No one else is going to say it like this. Everyone's going to, this argument, that argument. And they're going to say the word abortion 1,000 times. Listen, you do not have to say that word to make these arguments. I think B. Bridges cut us a couple clips over the last few days. And thank you to her for finding these moments in the show that are so important to her. Because I'm just saying what needs to be said. But she's finding these moments, and there's moments around women's health care. And it's because no one else will fucking say it. And they say all kinds of words that are buzzwords that get all kinds of people fucking hopped up on bullshit. You do not listen to me very closely. And I'm talking to all the pro-democracy people out there, all the people in the fucking fam. You do not have to say the word abortion when you're talking about women's fucking rights. And you do not have to say abortion when you're talking about fucking women's health care. You do not. You should not. Fuck them. Do not get down in their fight. Drag them in your mud. Pull them way down low in your mud. Fuck them. It's enough of this bullshit. It's enough of it. Honestly, if we keep going like we're going and relying on getting women to save this country because these fucking scumbags won't stop trying to make them second-class citizens, I do believe that there will be a civil war, and it won't last more than 15 fucking seconds. I don't think there'll be any violence. Doesn't take that long to announce winners in elections. And that's the battle that we're in. And I'm for all women out there, I want to apologize on behalf of every single fucking man who's ever been a dipshit, which is every fucking one of them, every fucking one of them, that I'm sorry that we rely on you to save our country and to protect our rights. But at this moment in history, if we don't have you in our fight with us, our country's fucked. Our daughters are fucked. Our nieces are totally fucking screwed for the future. They're not, listen to me. They're not going to stop at a goddamn procedure. They're wanting to ban a goddamn prescription drug, folks. They want to ban a fucking prescription drug that has been around for 2 fucking decades that has no data, none of being unsafe. And it's highly effective at saving women's lives. Highly effective. And making sure that women receive the health care that they so choose to plan for their family and for their body. And no man, no politician, no fucking court should stand in her and her doctor's way and their and the privacy in that room for them to make those fucking decisions. And until men are willing to let fucking the government into their doctor's office, then you stay the fuck out of it. You stay the fuck out of it, you piece of shit. It's enough of the lies and the bullshit in this country. That somehow, some way, that we have to stand around and listen to their opinion. It's not an opinion. It's not. They do not have an opinion. Fuck, the merits in this case are fucking absolute garbage and trash. You don't have an opinion. An opinion is based in fact. That's what an opinion is. We don't have to stand around and act like you have opinions anymore. We don't. I don't have to stand around and listen to you fucking talk about how this morning it's brown people's fault that a cargo ship hit a bridge. That somehow migrants coming to this country wanting to be American is the reason why an Indonesian fucking cargo ship hit a bridge in Baltimore. You people are wild, and we don't have to fucking deal with this shit no more. And the best way to handle these motherfuckers is tell them to their face and telling them like I say here on the Tony Michaels podcast. It's enough of this shit. If this country gets right and gets in these people's faces and say, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You stupid motherfucker. Go be fucking dumb somewhere else. Go say stupid shit somewhere else. And that's really what we have is we don't have a stifling of speech. We have a waterfall of stupid speech. We have freedom of speech in this country, folks. There is freedom of speech. We just got way too fucking much of it. Way too much fucking speech. Holy shit. I mean, even on the Rona McDaniel thing, and I know yesterday I didn't have the most popular opinion, and I won't have it today, because I think all the hosts on MSNBC, and I'm going to play a little bit of Joy Reid, which I think we have a Joy Reid producer who listens in, so they'll fucking enjoy this. Maybe Joy will unfollow me on social media. I think it's all theater. It's all bullshit. Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid having an outrage about Rona McDaniel on fucking NBC News answering questions that she should be answering anyways, and they're mad. Listen, let me tell you a little secret about the media. You don't use the media's platform to bash their executives and the bosses without being fired. You don't do that. Unless the executives and the people in charge need the theater to keep the audience. Because what NBC News did was piss off the audience. That's what they did. They pissed off the audience for various reasons that aren't any reason to get pissed off, really. Honestly, Rona McDaniel Romney should fucking be on TV answering these goddamn questions. I don't even care if we have to pay her to put her on TV to answer these fucking questions. She needs to answer for what she did. That bitch should not be able to hide away and never answer these fucking questions. And it's clear that Jack Smith isn't going to indict these people. Jack Smith is derelict in his duty. That's right. I said it. He's fucking derelict in his duty. He's not doing his fucking job and prosecuting this properly. He is trying to only prosecute Donald Trump to save the country or some dumb shit. And I keep hearing about a trial. Oh, he's going to trial. He's going to trial. I'm going to show you a fucking video from Glenn. Yeah, I'm going to show it to you. I told you it exists. I'm going to promising you a fucking conviction. He's promising a conviction. Oh, Tony, that's not what he's saying. Bull fucking shit, man. He typed it out. It's dumbest shit ever. Stop fucking making this country all about that fucking fat slob down at Mar-a-Lago. There's a lot more in this fucking country than that goddamn piece of trash. There's a way to fucking use him in discourse for us to win this election and to save democracy away from the white Christian nationalists, because they're really the fucking threat here. They're the ones who are going to fucking allow him to kill people if they take power. That's right. They're going to allow him to fucking kill people. Dissidents. Anyone who he doesn't like. Brown people, black people, trans people, LGBTQ people. People who won't fucking bow down and kiss his Cheeto dust toes. Doubt me. It's all noise and distraction anyways. With this fucking nonsense about the Manhattan case. Oh, he's going to go to trial and he's definitely going to be convicted. Fucking hide and watch. You're fucking full of shit. Well, Tony, the judge set the date for April 15th. It's totally gonna, that's when the jury selection starts, bitch. But Tony, you don't understand. You don't get it. You don't understand. I understand how the fucking two-tier justice system works in this country. And I understand that Donald Trump is in the top fucking tier. Any other motherfucker that has done what he's done would be buried underneath the fucking prison already. You dumb son of a bitch. And if you believe at this point in this storyline that somehow Donald Trump, oh man, it's just going to happen. He's just going to cuff him and send him to jail. And that's it. It's over. Sudden democracy saved. You're not paying attention. You're not paying attention. Donald Trump is not the fucking threat. He is not the disease. He is a symptom of it. These motherfuckers are in the Supreme Court right now trying to strip women's rights to a pill, to a prescription that saves their fucking lives and has data that saves women's lives and made women's lives bearable. How horrible. How horrible to have health care that makes people's lives bearable. You people really are fucking wild out there who don't know that I'm telling you, white Christian nationalism is the threat. And they're coming after you next. If you're like, well, they're not coming after me. You know, I'm not a woman. All right. I can't get pregnant anymore. I don't know any women at all. I mean, I don't have a trans kid. I don't have a LGBTQ kid. I don't know anyone who's in that community. I'm not in that community. I don't really have a lot of sex. I don't watch much porn. So what's the difference, really? What's the difference to me? Well, when they come knock on your fucking door and drag you out of your goddamn house and have you held at gunpoint and ask you who your loyalty is to, you're going to go, man, how did I get in this situation? What put us here? I mean, I used to have a community. We used to have public schools before rich people started stealing all the lunch money to indoctrinate all the other people in the community. Now all these other people in the community are Nazis. I don't want to be a Nazi. I never really wanted to be a Nazi. Better say I'm a Nazi, or me and my family are dead. This is how fascism works, dummies. This is how authoritarianism works. This is how when people talk about being dictators and acting like they love monarchies. Oh, I love a I love the idea of a monarchy. Dictator for day one dictator. When they start thinking and knowing that they're above the law, if they think they can undermine our administrative state, topple our democracy, they're going to be in your front yard. They're going to be in your front yard. And you're going to be looking down the barrel of their gun. Because they're going to take everyone else's guns away. Besides the most loyal of the loyal. That's what fascists do. That's what they do. So you won't probably have a gun at that point. To even defend yourself. Even if you defended yourself, they'll come back. And who will be left? Who will be left to defend you? The United States of America won't exist anymore. Not like it did in the 1930s. The idea of liberty and freedom may be gone. Non-existent. Just a distant memory. So what are you going to do? Huh? Are you going to sit there and think, well, it's all over with. And if he just gets convicted in June, if Donald Trump just gets convicted in June, all that problem goes away. You're full of shit. They ain't going to stop going after women's fucking healthcare and their rights. they're not going to stop going after the LGBTQ community. Just because even if that motherfucker choked on a cheeseburger right now and died before he hit the fucking ground, they ain't going to stop. They ain't going to quit. It ain't him, dummy. It ain't him. And getting rid of him ain't going to save us from the white Christian nationalists, the fucking America First Nazis. It's here. They have institutionalized themselves. And this country better wake up and start pointing it out to everybody. Because Project 2025 ain't going anywhere either. If you think it's just going to be Project 2025 and not Project 2029, you're dumb as shit. It ain't just this election. It's everyone from here on out. Every last fucking one of them. And you better be ready to go to war at the ballot box every fucking time. I don't care if it's a presidential election, it's a midterm, or you're just voting on the goddamn dog catcher. It ain't hard to be for liberty. It ain't hard to support democracy. And it ain't hard to get together a narrative that supports liberalism in a way that they don't look like a bunch of goddamn pussies. Because relying on Donald Trump being convicted this summer sounds really fucking weak to me. Really fucking weak. You bunch of pussies. You're gonna rely on some judge saving you? Get the fuck out of here. Put your fucking shoes on, get off your ass, and go find that fucking dog. It's time we get to work. And it's time we get to work to be in these sons of bitches' jury. Not just Trump, not just Rona McDaniel, not just Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz and Ron Johnson, but every fucking last one of them. Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, anyone with the R for Russia after their fucking name. It's time to get serious. It's time to get fucking tough. And it's time that all the pussy ass liberals who don't want to fight, sit down and don't fight. Go sit down over there and shut the fuck up and let the rest of us fucking fight to save this goddamn country. There's a war happening in our country. And it's on women's rights. It's on LGBTQ's rights. And they ain't going to stop there. Their war doesn't stop there. Trust me. And I won't stop. Every single weekday, Monday through Friday, noon Eastern, 11 Central, 9 Pacific, for 2 full hours. Eventually, we'll get back on the tubes of you. But today, you know, I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this.
We'll be right back. Mark, 60 seconds. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Hey, gang. Join your favorite Discord miscreants, the Dive Bar of Democracy. That's M-O-C-K. Every Friday after book club, and get the weekend started right. One of our hosts will surprise our panel with 3 topics no one knows about ahead of time, so they're just as surprised as you'll be. That's every Friday after book club, fuck 'em fam. See you crazy kids there.
Catch Tony's Twitch stream, The Shit List Roundup, at twitch.tv/TheTonyMichaels. We're back to the King of Brilliance. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Oh, are we going to talk about bridge stuff? If you haven't seen the video, a cargo ship hits a bridge, the Francis Scott Key, known as the Key Bridge in Baltimore. I've never been across this bridge that I can remember. I don't believe so. I don't think I've ever been to Baltimore. I've been really close, but I don't think I've been to Baltimore. So I've never been across this bridge, but it's a huge fucking structure. And a huge cargo ship hits one of its columns, knocking it into the water there in Baltimore. And I got to admit, when I watched the video at first, I was like, whoa, is this the actual video of it, or is this something else? And it is certainly the video. But the clips that you're going to see today on this show are of the fucking media. I'll show you the clip where the bridge hits the video. We'll watch it. But the clips of the media, here is Fox News' take. It's the brown people's fault. It's fucking wild stuff. Take a listen here.
Let me also get your take on what's going on in terms of world affairs. The White House has issued a statement on this saying that there's no indication of a nefarious intent in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The ship involved in the collapse of the bridge is 948 feet long, called the Dolly, a Singaporean flagged container. But of course, you've been—
Excuse me, it's Singaporean. Now, a lot of times these American companies or other companies will port their ship in different countries because the regulations there are different. But I misspoke earlier. It's Singaporean.
We've been talking a lot about the potential for wrongdoing or potential for foul play given the wide open border. That is why you have been so adamant. Why has the Republicans had such a hard time securing this border? The president says he's not going to take his executive action. You know that.
So it is the brown people's fault. Wild stuff, just absolutely wild stuff. How she jumps from a fucking tragic accident. That is going to cause economic strife. I mean, it's a bridge, folks. When you have a fairway like this, and there's a bridge that is collapsed into the water, it has an economic effect. Especially if they don't plan for it to crash into the fucking water. And this fucking bonehead's like, let's blame it on brown people, shall we? Let me ask you there, men in black alien suit. Let me ask you, how is it brown people's fault? Holy fuck. Holy fuck. It's fucking insanity. Insanity. Brown people? That's what you're going with? All right. Not surprising from Fox News and Maria Bomarito. Bomarimo. Bomarimo. Barami Pippi Tidabo. Whatever the fuck her name is. What a cunt. That's what her name should be. Cunt. Early mornings with cunt. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here's more of ridiculous blame.
Collapse. I'm wondering if this is going to stoke inflation again, because let's face it, you know, it's expensive to be transporting all of these goods. And we saw what happened in the Red Sea when the ships were getting attacked. Is this another element to watch in terms of the potential for inflation stoking again?
At least it won't be Joe Biden's fault for inflation. It'll be the brown people's fault for inflation this time, right? It's the brown people. It's that's a unsecure border of the brown people coming across, and the ship hit the bridge, and now inflation's up. So it's not Biden, Joe Biden. It's not Brandon's fault anymore. It's the brown people are to blame for the inflation. Good fucking Lord.
Every time a transportation goes off, it's going to get passed on to you as a consumer. It impacts the poorest families in this country the most.
Okay.
This is a major fairway. Okay. And I don't know if you guys know how like fairways work and bridges work, but it's going to affect regionally the economy because goods and services and people will not be able to cross a bridge that's in the water. Fuck me, running. Now, a lot of conspiracy theorists online are, and I didn't retweet this thing. I'm going to show it to you, but I am not going to give it any kind of push in the algorithm on fucking Twitter other than showing it to you. And this is the shit. Now, if you want to see, like, okay, so here's the thing. There's Fox News's It's the Brown People's Fault thing. And then it gets even more wild. Here is here's the picture, the video of the cargo ship here. And you see the lights are on and it's heading towards the bridge, right? Now, to me, it feels like that this ship is way too big to be going underneath this bridge to me. But, you know, what do I fucking know? I am no. And the lights go off. The lights come back on. Something seems to be malfunctioning. And it appears to be staring into the column there, right? That's what it appears to be from this video. At least some are saying that's what happened because they're fucking tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. They're not going to wait for anything. They're not going to wait for any kind of facts because damn the facts. And here is Andrew Tate, this fucking guy who is in jail again for fucking sex trafficking. He's a goddamn sex trafficker, him and his brother, right? I guess this guy might know something about trafficking something, rather it be a cyber attack. He says out loud, the ship was cyber attacked, lights off, and then deliberately steers towards the bridge supports. How do you know it's deliberately steered? You're looking at one angle, one video. Fucking boneheads, man. Foreign agents of the USA attack digital infrastructure. Yeah, we've been telling you that you shouldn't be fucking propping up Putin and Saudi Arabia. For a long time, we've been telling you these are our fucking enemies, dum-dums. Alex Jones here says, looks deliberate to me. A cyber attack is probable. World War III has already started. Jesus fucking Christ. A bridge at 1:30 in the morning smacks into a main column on a bridge. Boat type bridge collision. And the first thing they say is World War III. And you're wondering why these right wingers get so fucking rabid online. Jesus Christ, put a fucking tampon in it, man, for a half a second. Fuck, dude. Stop the flow of stupidity. All right? Jesus fucking Christ. Give people, I don't know, 24 hours to figure out if there was even a crew on this boat. Jesus fucking Christ. Nope. Triple ain't the house. Is that, I don't know. Triple here on Twitch says, Tony, your a-hole Jones impersonation is on point. It's on point. Listen, it was probably the fucking demons. If I had to say, I would say it's probably the demo rat demons that are eating babies and sucking up chemtrails out of the sky, making them into fucking lizard people, getting on cargo ships and crashing them in the bridges. That's what I would say. Buy my supplements on alexjones.com. It's literally what Alex Jones sounds like. Whoosh. All an attempt to sell some dick juice. These guys. That's what these guys sell. Andrew Tate has an online university where he teaches other guys that they're probably closeted gay men and they should pretend not to be closeted gay men. And Alex Jones sells muscle supplements that make your dick flaccid. Hey, it's not much different than the left. Tony, don't say that. Oh, really? Well, I've got a land deed in Scotland I'd like to sell you then. They'll do anything for money. Anything. Like Rona McDaniel will do anything for money. And so will NBC News. Even tricking you. Hiring people like this to fucking go on live on their air as a paid contributor. You know how Rona McDaniel is a paid contributor? So is this guy. This guy is paid to say stuff. Paid! Cha-ching! Here's his latest tweet. I'm going to point out the video here. Hang on, all you Glenn fans out there. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I'm about to piss you the fuck off. I know. Glenn was on my side until Glenn starts saying stupid shit again. I mean, just because he says one good thing And then he goes back to saying stupid shit. I got to point it out. I got to point it out. Here he is on Twitter saying stupid shit. 3 hours ago, he posted this video with Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York set to begin April 15th. He could be convicted felon by June. Not that that matters, because a convicted felon can still run for president. Dumb, dumb. And he should be convicted felon by June, because justice matters. I mean, not the truth. Truth doesn't matter, but justice matters. Because the truth is, his trial is set to begin on April 15th, but that's the jury selection for his trial, folks. And if you don't know this, I don't know if you know this, but Donald Trump is in the upper tier of justice. You know how we talk about two tiers of justice? He's in that upper tier. And when we have jury selection, he's going to benefit from being in that upper tier. Everything about this trial, he's going to benefit from being in the upper tier. And Donald Trump is going to exploit being in the upper tier to prolong this trial as long and any way possible. Absolutely any fucking way possible. And my guess is that he'll be successful. I'm not going to give up on this, because the reason why is because I'm right every time. I do believe that Donald Trump will go to trial after the election. I think the very first case he'll go to trial for after the election is the DC case. And I believe the reason why is because Jack Smith will finally do his job and start giving superseding indictments and fucking indicting all the people that are involved in the goddamn Cheeto Dust Kangaroo coup, making the entirety of the chips falling. Because they will rat each other fucking out. Let me tell you something. When you fucking look down the barrel of a goddamn prison sentence of 15, 18 years, buddy, do you start talking? Do you start talking? Son of a bitch, it does something wild to you. And again, I know, Glenn Smart, he's so smart. He's a former prosecutor, Tony. What are you? Well, I was right so far and Glenn was wrong. That's right. I was right so far and this guy was wrong. Remember when he told you in February that there was going to be a trial in March? In February, he told you there's going to be a trial this month. Has there been a trial this month? No. No, there has not been. He was wrong. He was wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So go ahead and believe him. Now, the thing that really pisses me off about this video is that he doesn't do the glasses thing right. Where are my glasses? Hang on a second. Let me show you. Let's play it. Let's play Glenn's video here. I'll give him the opportunity to play his video. Let's hear it.
At the moment, Donald Trump's first criminal case is scheduled to begin on April 5th.
I love it. At the moment. At the moment. Okay. He's always got to have the caveat. It's almost like Glenn's like, Tony's definitely going to watch this motherfucker. He's definitely going to watch this motherfucker. 100%. I'm going to prove to you that I think he thinks that I'm going to watch this. Because I told you yesterday that he was going to make it. I don't hate Glenn. I don't dislike Glenn. I just don't like what Glenn gets paid to say. That's all I don't like. That's what I don't like. And that's it. That's all I don't like, Glenn. Go ahead.
15th. That's here. The case in which Donald Trump interfered in the 2016 presidential election by making hush money payments to playmates and porn stars and then falsifying business records criminally to try to cover up the true nature of those payments. Why? Because he wanted to bury that deeply damaging information from the American voters. He wanted to rob us of the full value of our vote. What's at stake? Trump's legal challenges come as he gears up for a rematch with President Joe Biden in November. With the hush money trial set to start in April, it will be the first of Trump's four criminal trials to begin, and potentially the only one to occur before the presidential election.
Well, wait a second. That wasn't the narrative that we heard 3 months ago. Smart people 3 months ago were telling us that there surely was going to be several trials before this election. And now those same smart people are definitely telling you that there's definitely going to be a criminal conviction by when? When do you say, Glenn? Let's listen.
So, friends, the good news is Donald Trump's April 15th trial date holds. Donald Trump could be a convicted felon by June.
Go back. Please go back. All right, watch this. Where he does the... Oh, damn it. Hang on.
Trial set to start in April.
There it is. Hang on. I gotta get where we're supposed to be. All right. So right here. So what? This is great. I feel like this is the part that Glenn did just for me. This is the part of the video that Glenn did just for me. Because he does the glasses totally wrong. Tony, you're beating a dead horse. Are you calling Glenn a dead horse? That's offensive. You shouldn't call Glenn a dead horse. You shouldn't call him a dead horse. I'm not beating a dead horse. They're beating a dead horse. I'm pointing out the fact that they're beating a dead horse. I'm pointing out the fact that they're fucking talking about shit that possibly won't happen and promising people shit that ain't real. I'm not beating the dead horse. I'm pointing it out that they're doing that. They've been doing this shit for fucking 2 years. Tony doesn't give a shit about you, Tony. Glenn doesn't give a shit about you, Tony. Then why does he follow me on social media? Why does he do that? I don't know why he wouldn't block me. You know what I mean? I wouldn't block me, but he might block me. Now watch this part. Watch this part that Glenn does just for me. Watch this. Watch the glasses. Watch what he does with the glasses. Watch when he says friends.
So friends, the good news is if...
He's like, the good news... Watch this. Because I need to show Glenn. When you got the glasses, you throw them. That's how you do it. You got to throw the glasses, Glenn. You got to throw them. You throw them. And he's mocking me. He wants me to... Maybe he's just telling me with subliminal messages... That Tony, you don't throw the glasses. You quietly put them away. You put them away so you have them available. So that way when you want to look smart again. Maybe that's what he's telling me. I don't know. I think that's the best part. That's the best part of the whole fucking thing. I don't think Tony has mentioned a trial date that I know of. That's right. I've never told you, go back and listen. Told you that I thought that Donald Trump was going to go to trial the whole time from December of 2022, mind you, I've been telling you that Donald Trump will be the nominee and he will not go to trial before this election. I've told you that. I told you he would not get 14th. I'm telling you right now, he's not going to receive presidential immunity. He's not going to. There's no need to fucking worry your sad little head about it. It's a dumb argument. It's the worst argument in the world, frankly, because if that's the case, Joe Biden can fucking do whatever he wants. He's the president. And there's not a goddamn thing they can impeach him for. No matter how big Hunter's dick is or isn't, they can't impeach him because he's got immunity from how big Hunter's dick is. Or isn't. Or what's the laptop? Son says, I love the glasses, Chuck. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why he didn't do the Chuck thing. Maybe his glasses. These are really cheap blue light glasses that I got that I used to mock. So maybe it's just because his glasses are expensive glasses. I mean, I can imagine he could probably afford some really expensive readers. Seeing that contract that he has from MSNBC. But, you know, that's probably just me. So here is Glenn Kirshner. Definitely not, probably, maybe he is, but he surely not promising you a conviction by June. And he's predicting a conviction by June because we know that this guy makes great predictions on Trump trials and Trump criminal matters. Whoosh. Glenn, come on the show, really, honestly. Dude, come on the show. We'll talk about it. I actually believe that that's the best way for us to fix your messaging. and what the shit you say around this stuff. And maybe I can't fix it because you are paid to say these things. I don't know. I'm just guessing here, but maybe so. Speaking of people being paid to say things, here is Joy Ann Reed's on the readouts take of the Rona McDaniel episode. Now, here's the thing. You're not going to like this either. If you didn't just like the Glenn commentary, you're not going to like this either, because this is so stupid. Why are we saying that we don't want Rona McDaniel to answer questions? Why are we saying these? Why are we saying that we don't want Rona McDaniel to answer for the fucking shit she's done? It's obvious she's not going to be prosecuted for it. So why wouldn't we want real fucking journalists asking her fucking questions to her face and making her fucking answer? Even if we have to fucking pay to have her answer those questions, I want those fucking questions answered. And you say, but Tony, she'll just lie. Yes, but that's the point. That's the fucking point. That's the point. The point is they should, we should fucking, the entire world should see these fucking assholes lie right out in the open. It is enough of this shit that we can't, we have to be scared of fucking lies, because if we hear lies, we can't know the truth. Stop. Stop that bullshit. Stop being such a weak ass pussy. Stop it. Stop being such a weak ass little bitch. You don't have to fucking put your fingers in your ears for lies to know the truth. Frankly, sometimes the best disinfectant is sunlight. And I believe the best disinfectant for this country on this, on these MAGA fucking lies and this attempt to overthrow our fucking democracy should have sunlight on it. Fuck, I try to give it sunlight every goddamn day. And I try to give the root of the problem the sunlight. But shit, we got so many goddamn shiny object distractions that I got to fucking get the narrative put back in the correct direction. Because I know, and I like Joy. I like Joy. She's one of the ones who will honestly fucking say shit that no one else will say. She's one of the ones. And honestly, the producer, whoever the producer is from her show that watches this show, one, you send her a message, tell her I appreciate that she is one of the ones that will fucking say the shit that needs to be said most of the time. But to be quite honest with you, I think this Rona McDaniel stuff is all theater. It's all theater, because what happened was when it was announced that Rona McDaniel would get a contract with NBC News, which everyone knew that Rona McDaniel was going to seek a fucking media contract. Everyone knew that. Everyone knew it, especially all these hosts on MSNBC. They know how this stuff works. A fucking former chairman of the RNC is one of their lead political paid commentators. His name is Michael Steele. Folks, this isn't outside the norm. This isn't outside of what typically happens. And if you haven't been paying attention, the media believes that we're still in normal times and we're still on a normal timeline. They still have not figured out that this is not normal. This shit is not normal. And you should not pretend as if we're in a timeline that makes sense. It doesn't make any sense. Stop trying to make sense of it. But they haven't figured that out yet. It's one of the problems that we have, because I don't believe the press is the enemy of our state. I think the press has a job to do. And I think it's an important fucking job. And it makes sure that our democracy has a sound foundation. That's one of the problems. They're not doing their job correctly. And sometimes you need a little bit of a kick in the ass to do your job correctly. And if that's what I got to do, fine, I'll do it. I don't give a shit. I'll do it. I'll be the one who do it. You know me. I don't give a shit. I'll take one on the fucking kisser if I have to point this stuff out, to be one person, at least one person that's going to say this shit. There you go. See, Rock says on Twitch, Michael Steele has a show now on him. It's on Saturday mornings. See that? See, he went from being the RNC chairman to paid contributor to perpetual host, our perpetual guest host, to hosting his own show. And you're like, why did they give the RNC chairwoman a fucking media contract? Because that's what happens. Reince Priebus. I don't know if you know who Reince Priebus is. He was the chairman of the Republican National Committee. When Donald Trump won, he was the chief of staff. And he received a media contract from Fox News when he left the Trump administration. People are wild. You're wild. Wild to believe that some of this theater that is happening on MSNBC right now with the host, with Rachel Maddow and Joy. And the reason why I'm playing the Joy clip, I want to show you. I'm going to be completely transparent. My friend Christopher Webb cut this clip of Joy's show. I watched a lot of it, about the first half of it. And that's the part I'm going to show you. I don't give a shit about the second half. This thing's almost 8 minutes long. Not that I don't give a shit about it. It's just I only have so much fucking time here. Okay, to get this record straight. But I don't exactly agree with Chris's take on this. If you want to know the truth, I appreciate Chris's work that he does for democracy, because I think Chris is on our side of the fight, meaning not no pussy ass bitch. Fucking Chris will get down in the mud and fight with you. That's what I believe. And that's why I make sure that his account gets as much attention as I possibly can give it. But I don't agree with everything that he's saying here. He said, executives at MSNBC, answer us this. Which one of your shows will Rona McDaniel appear on as a paid contributor? Your viewers would like to know. I believe that's why there's theater that's happening. McDaniel is a co-conspirator and the big lie and is still lying about it. She does not get a do-over. Thankfully, her new colleagues won't let her truth be swept under the rug. Joy-Ann Reid, Molly Young Fast, and Charlie Sykes set the stage properly for her new platform on the network. Now, I believe that Joy Reid does have some autonomy and does have the ability to frame her commentary. Otherwise, we wouldn't get some of the commentary that we actually get from her. It's the reason why the right fucking hates her, by the way. She's a black woman saying things that a black woman just shouldn't say to millions of people. Like, that's why they hate her, right? That's one reason why I love Joy, is because she pisses them off. Yeah, fuck. She pisses them off. That gets right at what I'm about. I think anyone pissing off Nazis is probably it's a good start, at least. So Joy is like Nazi kryptonite. Now, I don't agree that here Joy Reid is being completely 100% honest with us in that they didn't know that Rona McDaniel was going to be seeking a media contract. And when she got it, that they would be, because let me tell you something about media organizations. You cannot use the media organization to badmouth the fucking executives and the bosses of the media organization. You will, one, be fucking suspended, or two, get your contract canceled. I bet it's in the contract. I almost bet it's in the contract. It's probably in the contract that you can't do that. Now, all these MSNBC hosts have been allowed to do this. And they've been allowed to do this. And the reason why is because the MSNBC and the NBC News executives know that they fucked up, that they pissed off a bunch of liberals paying Rona McDaniel. Now, I believe that maybe people wouldn't be as mad if she wasn't getting paid, right? I believe that's probably the case. The problem is with that theory is that Rona McDaniel wouldn't be on MSNBC not being paid. She would be over on right-wing news stations not being paid. You got it? Do you see how it works? The only reason why Rona McDaniel is sitting in front of questions in the first place is because she's being paid. And yes, I know it feels gross to be like, well, let's use their greed to make sure they fucking answer for their crimes. But sometimes you just got to get people to do what they need to do. And what we need to do is get people on fucking camera and get them to answer for their fucking bullshit that they did to our country. And that's exactly what happened. And she doesn't point that out. Watch a little bit of this. I'm going to speed it up a little bit because it is kind of long here. So if it's going faster, it seems like it's going fast. It's because it is. I sped it up. Go ahead.
One of the entities that helped Donald Trump push these lies was the Republican National Committee, the RNC, which is the official arm of the Republican Party. They're the ones that attacked Republicans like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for investigating the assault on January 6th by accusing them of persecution of ordinary citizens engaged in legitimate political discourse. For the last 7 years, until about a month ago, the chair of the RNC was Ronna Romney McDaniel. She dropped the Romney from her name, apparently, because Donald Trump hates Mitt Romney for voting to convict him in both of his impeachments. And Ronna is Mitt Romney's niece. She is also, as of last week, a very, very well-paid contributor to NBC News, something that has alarmed many of us in this company. Because Ronna McDaniel has been a major peddler of the big lie, including pushing Michigan Republicans to send fake electors to Congress. She did that in high-pressure phone calls to state officials in Michigan.
Actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, Joy, if you can fucking hear me, use the paid contract for Ronna. She said Ronna. I think it's Ronna. Like Corona, like coronavirus, Rona. It's a Rona, 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 Rona. And maybe it's not, but I don't give a shit. You know what me and names. I don't care. I'll say it wrong. I don't give a fuck. Joy, listen to me very clearly. The questions that you just asked, the points that you just made, make NBC make Ronna McDaniel appear on your show because of her contract and ask her those fucking questions. Yeah, do that. Listen to me. Listen to me very clearly. I'm not advocating that NBC News pay a bunch of fucking traitors. But what I am advocating is if they are going to pay a bunch of fucking traitors like McDaniel Romney, then here's what you should do, Joy. You should make NBC make Ronna McDaniel appear on your show and fucking grill her ass. She's now a paid contributor. She's paid to fucking sit and let you fucking grill her. Pull her on the fucking show and give her the fucking heat. Give her the fucking heat. Give it to her. That's what you should do.
According to the Detroit News, which broke the story of the call, McDaniel joined Donald Trump on a November 17th call while he pressured two Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers not to sign the certification of the 2020 presidential election.
Pernilla, I love you, Pernilla. We've had disagreements about certain things, and it's okay that our views don't align. It's okay that our views don't align. Trust me, when I get done with pounding this drum for the next probably week, because that's what they're going to keep talking about it until they fucking cancel her contract. And NBC News is going to pay a bunch of money to Ronna McDaniel to not say shit on camera and not have to answer questions, because that's truly what is going to happen. We're going to put ourselves in a situation where we have said, do not let Ronna McDaniel on TV because we don't like her being on the channel that I like answering questions that she should have to fucking answer. She's going to get paid by NBC News to be released from her contract, and they're going to pay her to stay silent. And that's not what we want. That is not what we want. And I know it feels like it's gross, but honestly, Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell, Ari Melber, Chris Hayes, Joanne Reed, Michael Steele, all of these people on MSNBC could probably trigger something in McDaniel's contract that would force her to come on their show so they could fucking ask her questions and she would have to sit there and answer those fucking questions. I'm sure that contract does that. I'm almost positive that that contract would probably make sure that they had the ability to fucking make her sit there and answer questions. I mean, if she's going to get paid, she's going to get paid. Then why not? Why not? If they're going to pay her just to not answer questions, why the fuck wouldn't you want to watch Joanne Reed, Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes, Lawrence O'Donnell? Why wouldn't you, Nicole Wallace? Why wouldn't you want to watch these people grill her ass? I mean, that's what I want. I want people to get all up in her fucking grill about the fucking coup attempt. Pernilla says, I hope you're right, Tony. Doubt it, though. I understand. I get it. I'm not always correct. And I doubt that they're going to do this. because the host on MSNBC took to social media and they watched all the fucking liberals on social media not wanting them to have her on their show. And because of that, they got all fucking worried and scared. Honestly, I would have Rona McDaniel on my show. I would have fucking Nick Fuentes on my show. I'd have Kyle Rittenhouse on my show. You fucking ain't right. I'd have them on my show. They wouldn't enjoy it very much. Now, I don't have the ability to put them under contract and make them sit for an interview, right? I don't have that ability. Joy Reid may have that ability with Rona McDaniel. Just saying, just pointing that out.
She sat by while Trump told these folks that they would look terrible if they signed the documents after they first voted in opposition. McDaniel added, quote, "If you can go home tonight, do not sign it. We will get you attorneys." Well, over the weekend, NBC's Kristen Welker, the moderator of Meet the Press, asked Rona McDaniel about those lies.
Do you not have a responsibility as the RNC chair to say before January 6th, the election is not rigged, that Donald Trump lost, given that there were audits, given that there were more than 60 sort court cases that occurred all across the country, and that Donald Trump lost?
The reality is Joe Biden won. He's the president. He's the legitimate president. I have always said, and I continue to say, there were issues in 2020. I believe that both can be true. You can say massive laws were changed. They were changed through courts or through secretaries of state and not through the legislative process in the name of the pandemic that took away safeguards to the election.
Rona McDaniel, who now works for a news organization, apparently still believes, or at least is still unwilling to stop saying, that expanding absentee voting during a global deadly pandemic is election fraud and theft. And she apparently still thinks there is a justification for committing state and federal felonies by submitting fake elector slates to Congress instead of the real ones so that the loser of a presidential election can stay in power anyway.
Okay, great point, Joy. Great point. I just want to point something out. The reason why Joy is able to make that point is because NBC News paid McDaniel to go on Meet the Press. Do you see there? Do you see? I know. I'm just pointing out obvious things. And I know that it doesn't sound like it should fit, but it fits. It fits, motherfuckers. It fits. The only reason why Joy Reid is able to make that resounding point about Rona McDaniel possibly committing state and federal felonies to try to steal our election, and yet she still won't fucking admit it in front of a camera when asked on it. It's Rona. I don't know. Does it really fucking matter what it is? That fucking bitch. She's tried to steal our fucking votes away from us. If you're in Michigan right now, she tried to take your fucking votes away from you. Okay. Now, I know it feels like, why, Tony, do you want Rona McDaniel to keep lying? Because, folks, we have to point out their fucking lies. The country is not paying attention. They are not paying attention. They are not. They are not paying attention. And the point that Joy just made was a great point that maybe people would pay attention to, that the former chairwoman of the RNC probably committed state and federal felonies in her attempt to help Donald Trump overthrow our fucking election. When she was calling and on the phone with him to try to change votes from state officials from the rightful winner, Joe Biden, which she said out loud, to Donald Trump. And she wants to obfuscate to the fact that, oh, there was mail-in ballots. That was the problem. It wasn't that Donald Trump and his fucking lackeys were trying to steal the election, right? That wasn't the theft attempt. But again, Joy did not have the possibility of making that point with that clip without NBC News paying McDaniel to go on Meet the Press. Because she wasn't going to go on Meet the Press without being paid. She would have went on Fox News. She would have went on Newsmax. And she would have spread her lies to the people who are weaponizing her lies. Not creating content and commentary that would expose this fucking cunt for truly what she is. She's a goddamn traitor to our fucking democracy. And as soon as she's on the outs with Trump, she'll go on TV and say, well, I always thought Joe Biden was the winner. I always, as soon as she's on the outs. What better way to fucking point that out than that? than on a show like this, on a show like Meet the Press. So, Joy, I advise you, and I know I'm not the smartest guy in the world at all. I don't know anything. Tony doesn't know anything. He's not a lawyer. He's not a former prosecutor. What does he know? I'm just a fucking country bumpkin from the Ozarks, a two-time college dropout, someone who's been paying attention to my fucking country for a long time, who's been interested in the civics of our democracy for many fucking decades, who's been paying attention to politicians since about 2000, and, well, really before 2000, but right after 2002. I knew who Bernie Sanders was before Bernie Sanders was cool. And I'm only about to turn 39. So who am I? Someone who gives a shit and who's been paying attention. Who gives a shit about how government works? Who gives a shit about how the process works? Who really gives a damn about what the political discourse is in this country that drives elections and drives turnout? Who knows? Who knows what engages? Who knows what engages the voters out there and knows that that is the most important component of we the people, is our organic engagement to go to war at the ballot box. What else do we have? We don't control the prosecutors. We don't control the courts. We can vote for them, though, in most cases. We can vote for the people who put them in power in most cases. So that's the power we have. And we don't have power over the media. Money has power over the media. Why do you think they're yelling and screaming over there? What they're really upset about is Rona McDaniel secured a huge contract. Secured a huge contract. So take advantage of it, Joy. Take advantage of it. Force her on your show. Force her to answer the questions that you ask. That's what I say. Who the fuck doesn't want to watch Joy Ann Reed fucking grill the absolute dog shit out of Rona McDaniel? That's what I want. Fuck, I want to play it on my show. I want to show Joy Ann Reed, Lawrence O'Donnell, Ari Melber, Nicole Wallace, Rachel Maddow. I want to play every Morning Joe, Mika. I want to play them all absolutely fucking dunking on Rona McDaniel every fucking day. Dunk on her, dunk on her, dunk on her, dunk on her, and call her a fucking liar to her face when she lies. That's what I want. That's what the country fucking needs. The country needs the media to do their fucking job. That's what they need. Now, if we have to pay, if MSNBC or NBC News has to pay McDaniel to do that, well, fuck me running. Let's have fun with it. Let's fucking create some content that'll sell you some goddamn ads. Let's do that. I mean, we're in the money-making business, aren't we, MSNBC? Aren't we? We're in the fucking money-making business, baby. Bow, 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 bow. We're in the money-making business, huh? We're in the fucking money-making business. We're going to sell you some Lawn Juice 1000, some land deeds in Scotland, and probably some Super Grip gummies. And probably a mattress or two. I'm sure there's a grifting mattress company out there. What better shit than that? What better content than that? Huh? Tell me. Actually, to be quite honest, why don't we get the rest of these fucking dissident Republicans under contract to make them sit and let Joy Ann Reed fucking grill them? I know Rudy Giuliani's desperate for fucking money. Holy shit. Can you imagine if NBC News went to Rudy Giuliani and said, here's the deal. We're going to pay all your fucking legal bills. We're going to pay every last fucking one of your legal bills. We'll even pay for that shit stained hair dye you got, motherfucker. All you got to do is you got to subject yourself to questions on MSNBC. Huh? Think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. Can you imagine Rudy Giuliani going up against Joanne Reed here? Think about the kind of content that that would bring. Think about the kind of truth that that would bring to this debate. Instead of these dumb motherfuckers going on Newsmax and Fox News and just people propping up their fucking lies. That's right. She would absolutely fucking destroy Rudy Giuliani. Destroy him. And destroy anyone like him. Listen, we can't stand around thinking that we're going to fucking teach Nazis lessons in humanity here. It is time we get with the program and we fucking destroy these son of a bitches and destroy their narrative. Absolutely bash it up with a fucking hammer if we have to. Fuck them. It's enough of this bullshit. They're sitting in court right now. Right now as we speak. The Supreme Court is going to decide if women have the right to take a fucking pill that they've been taking for 20 years that saved women's lives. Can you imagine if the Supreme Court was arguing over penicillin this morning? That Christians just, oh man, that's just a step too far. That science is just a step too far, that penicillin. It may have caused one pregnancy to fault. One embryo, one fetus. And they just can't handle that. And they're offended. And their fucking religion is offended. Can you imagine if that's what they were saying this morning? Penicillin? A drug that has historical data of saving lives and being highly effective. Would you be just as fucking aghast? Huh? Be like, whoa, what the fuck? You think the country would be like, what? Whoa, what? Penicillin? What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? You want to ban penicillin because your religion is offended. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're banning a drug that is used in healthcare that saves women's lives. All right, you smart ass motherfuckers, unless you're allergic to penicillin. Yeah, with the comments on Twitch, there's some smart ass some bitches on Twitch. If you want to go on Twitch and you want to participate with some smart ass some bitches, get over there. But if you want to sit here and tell me that the country wouldn't be outraged about that, just as they should be fucking outraged this morning. Not about what the decision is going to be. Not about what the arguments are. That we're even fucking doing that kind of shit in 2024. Do they even give you penicillin anymore? God damn. You sons of bitches. Yes. I mean, not penicillin. It's amoxicillin. There's fucking generics now. But it was originally penicillin. So, you know, it is. Ratchet says he's allergic to Trump's lies. Does it give you the sniffles? Goddamn, my nose is running. Trump must be lying again. So your nose is always running, huh? Well, I'm just saying, let's get this right. Let's get this right about this media contract with McDaniel. And let's stop being such goddamn pussies. Let's toughen up a bit. Let's toughen up a bit, okay? Let's toughen up a bit and realize that almost everything that we have before us, even if it doesn't seem like it's an advantage to us, we can make it to our advantage. It's politics, man. It's all spin. It's all fucking perspective. It's all narrative and messaging. All of it. All of it. All of it is ideology. It all is ideology. Get fucking, yeah, right. See, tough pussies unite. That's right. Tough pussies unite. However you want to frame it. However you want to frame it. All right. I'm going to thank Christopher for this clip, even though I disagree with his perspective on it. Maybe Chris will watch. Maybe Chris will watch my segment on it. And maybe. The idea of getting the MSNBC host to force the contract of McDaniel to get her on their show so that they can fucking grill her with the questions that she needs to answer And really, honestly, I know people are like, oh, but she'll lie. Yeah, but the country needs to watch her squirm and lie. That's the point. That's the point, is the country needs to watch her squirm and lie. They won't believe her. She'll look like a liar. She's not like Trump, where she's, you know, this incredible fucking liar. It's not a thing. Speaking of lies, this idea that it was the Democrats tried to change the votes. It was actually Rona McDaniel. And again, here is Jessica on Fox is the five, and she lets them know the truth about Rona McDaniel. I'm just saddened that Jessica doesn't have the chance to ask Rona McDaniel about what she points out. Listen to this.
January 6th. This is being investigated.
I just want to say one thing. If you watch that interview with Rona, and if you watch what happened with Jim Jordan on Leslie Stahl last night on 60 Minutes, you see there's a shifting in the media on one particular issue, which is, you can believe that the election was won by Biden. I do. I've said that all along from the beginning. But I also think that there were, of course, obviously some problems within the election when you had the election during COVID with state laws that were changed immediately. And so all of a sudden, if you say, yeah, of course, there were things that were not great and we should fix those things, you're an election denier. That doesn't work. But you watch, the media is trying to shift a little bit so that everybody who says we should make sure that, you know, ballot harvesting is not abused, then you're an election denier. That's not the case.
But what about calling up the officials and saying,
I didn't call any official. I'm just saying what the media is saying now. I'm not talking about Rona McDaniel. I'm talking about how the media.
I'm not talking about Rona McDaniel. Like, literally, she is saying, hey, we should be able to have a stupid opinion about COVID and about mail-in ballots that doesn't exist. Our opinion doesn't, your opinion isn't based in fact. There's no facts. It's just your feeling. It's just your gut stupid feeling because you want to act like a traitor. You want to act like people are fucking taking advantage of mail-in ballots in this country. And Jessica points out, hey, the thing that was actually happening, that they were trying to fucking steal your vote away, was Rona McDaniel. Rona McDaniel was calling Michigan officials to try to get them to change their vote, to steal away your electors for the president of the United States that you went and fucking stood in line to cast a ballot for. She did that. Not the mail-in ballots. The mail-in ballots didn't do that. Rona McDaniel tried to take your mail-in ballot and rip it up and throw it in the trash. Think about it. And that's what Jessica's saying here. Now, she doesn't say it like I say it, but, you know, she's on Fox News. What the fuck are you going to do? You know what I mean? She's on Fox News. Is what it is. But I love when McDaniel was trying to change, gets vote changed. And she's like, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about Rona. I'm not talking about her. Okay? It's not what I'm talking about. All right. Speaking of Trump stealing an election, you think he's going to steal the money to pay the $175 million bond? Now, a lot of people are up in arms about this. And really, honestly, Trump, the MAGA universe, is having a real difficult time framing this. And the reason why is because they're like, yeah, we won. He got his bond lowered so he can appeal that a case that he's not going to win. Okay, but he's still going to have to pay it. So he just, all he did was get his bond lowered so that he can prolong his appeal. So that way he has to eventually pay the $500,000. It's not a win. It's actually a loss. It's a loss because now he's going to pay more in legal bills. So he's going to spend more money. But watch Alina Haber here. This is great. If you think they won, watch this.
Let's bring in Trump legal spokeswoman Alina Haber. Aliba, what happened today?
Did he say Aliba? Is it Aliba? Aliba Haber? Aliba? I thought it was Alina. Is it Aliba or Alina? I don't know.
We won.
They won. They won. Yeah. Suck on that, libtard. Wait.
You know, no, we didn't win. You know when
we'll... Oh, fuck, man. Oh, fuck. We won! Suck on that, bitch. Oh, wait. No, we didn't win. We didn't win. Oops. Oh, my God. Someone says the lawyers win. Pernella, that's a Pernella there. Pernella says the lawyers win. That is if they get paid. I doubt they'll get paid. The only lawyer that has actually been paid up front is, what the fuck's his dick? The guy who's the head lawyer on this case. I don't know if she's actually received all her money or not, but, you know, who knows? Maybe she's receiving a different type of payment. I don't know. I don't know how Donald Trump is paying Aliba Hemina. Well, however you say her name. Is that how Jesse said it? Aliba Hemina. Aliba Hemina. Watch the rest of this. This is gold. This is gold. They won. They won.
We'll win when we get this all reversed, yeah, which is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. They're going to get it all reversed. That's what's going to happen, man. Yeah. Because they've gotten stuff reversed so far. No, they haven't. They haven't gotten anything reversed. It's been a complete, utter shit show for Donald Trump and his legal team. Even down in Florida, where Cannon is in the pocket of Donald Trump, she still can't manage to fucking do up the goddamn documents case for Donald Trump to get it kicked out of court. Because there's fucking merit to the fucking charges. Oh, my God. So if you're wondering if they won, just go to that clip. We won. Oh, no, wait, we didn't win. We didn't win. It's not a win. We didn't win yet. Yet. Oh, fuck. These fucking assholes. All right, what else we got? Oh, yeah. Here's this one. Oh, goddamn. Now, you know, I'm usually on the train that the media is overdoing Donald Trump's possible decline in dementia, but holy fuck, this guy looks like shit yesterday. This is yesterday in New York City, and this is him standing behind, I don't know, some kind of microphone in front of some American flags. I don't know, what's the right American flags that a traitor stands in front of to make you think he loves his country, huh? What do you think it is? How many flags does it take for the American people to believe that a traitor actually loves the country that he was trying to overthrow? Huh? I don't know. And also, look at this guy. What the fuck is going, you know, and I don't want to be petty here, but I'm going to be like, what the fuck is this guy's hair has always looked like shit, but God damn, it is getting worse and worse by the day. Dude, you need to go into gender reaffirming surgery and have some dude hair put on your, this looks like just really long pussy hair is what it looks like. I mean, it's not surprising since he's got the neck giner there. Maybe that's why he's got the little landing strip, on his head. You ever seen that where they cut a landing strip above the most important part? You know what I mean? I don't know. I've seen that before. Sometimes they shave it all off. Sometimes they just whoop, just have like a landing strip. And it definitely, if this is, if his hair and neck has a gender, it's definitely a sissy. You know what I mean? 100%. He's a sissy. If his gender, now again, he should have gender reassigning surgery, on his hair here, because whoosh, it's just bad. And then his ears are dropping too. Have you noticed that? Old dudes, have you ever noticed that? Here, let me show you. Like, my ears do not drop. You see that? Because I'm not old, right? And they're not flapping either. You know what I mean? But like, old dudes, their fucking ears will hang out and then they fucking drop. You know what I mean? Because like, the one thing that doesn't stop growing on a dude is his fucking ears and his nose. Is that not obvious? And obviously the meat curtains here, those grow too. Those kind of got a life of their own. The fucking meat drapes here that he's got over his neck giner. Well, I mean, what do you want from me? I'm pointing out things that are obvious. I thought, I don't know, but he looks like shit. That's what I'm trying to say. The guy fucking looks like trash. So fuck, man. Whew. Anyways, so I have always said that, you know, the media's obsession with his maybe what could be dementia, I don't know that they get it spot on all the time. I'm like, look, he's talking QAnon. I know that he calls Biden Obama, but he's not confusing Obama with Biden. He's calling Biden Obama because they fucking hate the black guy with the scary last name. So he's trying to make Donald Trump is trying to make Joe Biden an N-word with a hard R by calling him Obama. You know that, right? You understand that's the QAnon talk, is they fucking hate Obama because he's black. He's an N-word with a hard R in their minds. So when he calls Biden Obama, he's calling Biden an N-word. That's what he's saying. Okay. And then other shit that he says when he called Nikki Haley, Nancy Pelosi, it's the same shit. It's the same thing. That's the same QAnon type talk, right? Now, I know a lot of these fucking idiots, these Maglodites, these Cheeto humping fuck nuggets talk dumb fuck. You know what I mean? And just some of the shit they say, like, what in the QAnon fuck is this shit? Well, they speak dumb fuck, but I'm pretty good at translating dumb fuck. So most of the time, this guy isn't got dementia. He's just talking in dumb fuck, right? But here in this clip, holy shit, this guy's marbles are gone. And he didn't lose them. His marbles packed their shit and fucking left. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, Harold, get your shit. Pack your shit. We're fucking out of here. Fuck this shit. We're not putting up with this shit no more. This guy's a fucking lunatic. We're out of here. And his fucking marbles packed their shit and left. Watch this. Listen.
Done before in this country. You can't have an election in the middle of a political season.
You can't have an election. Listen to me. You can't have an election in the middle of a political season. What? What the fuck? Number one, what's a political season? Are we hunting politicians here? Is that what we're doing? I don't know. I mean, it seems like Maglevites would love to hunt politicians. They're fucking all hopped up on, oh yeah, let's kill us some people. Let's hang people at Gitmo. All that QAnon type shit. You know what I mean? So, I mean, is that what he's saying? Political season? What the fuck does that mean? It's political cycle, if that's what you mean, because there's cycles that go through each election, right? But elections don't happen during the political season? What? Okay, keep going.
Said Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
And we had a Tuesday after and a Tuesday. Tuesday already.
Oh, you had a Tuesday after a Tuesday. See, you got a Super Tuesday and you got Tuesday after it. Yeah, there's a Tuesday that always comes after a fucking Tuesday. What are you talking about, man? Yes. When there's a Tuesday, then there's another fucking Tuesday. When there's a Tuesday and it happens, there's always another one come. I mean, unless you choke on a fucking cheeseburger or something, then there may not be another Tuesday for you. But for us, we're going to have a Tuesday. Yeah, and it might be a fucking Taco Tuesday. Who knows? It might be a fucking Taco Tuesday. I don't know.
And we had Louisiana
the other day, a couple of days ago, we had Louisiana. I don't know if he's talking about a bucket of chicken or if he's talking about he took a shit. I don't know if this is like code word. Maybe it's a QAnon code word that I'm not aware of. And maybe I'm just not translating dumb fuck good enough here. Maybe it's a different dialect of dumb fuck. But it feels like to me, he thinks Louisiana is a thing other than a state.
And we won in a record number, the highest number ever recorded. But we're in the middle of an election right now. And
we're in the middle of an election. And we know during political seasons, you cannot hunt Louisiana's in the middle of a political season because it's Tuesday. And then there would be another Tuesday. And if you have another Tuesday, that'd be frightening. It's a shame. It'll be a bloodbath if we have another Tuesday on a Tuesday. And when Tuesdays have Tuesdays, oh, my God, it's a Louisiana bloodbath everywhere. What the fuck is he talking about? What the fuck is he talking about, man? And again, I have to say, I usually do not try to do the whole he's got dementia thing and underestimate this guy. But holy fucking shit. This clip, I was like, what the? Oh, fuck. I can't put it. Let's listen to it again.
Done before in this country.
Uh-huh.
You can't have an election in the middle of a political season.
Yeah,
you just said Super Tuesday. And we had a Tuesday after Tuesday already.
Yeah.
And we had Louisiana the other day, a couple of days ago. And we won in a record number, the highest number ever recorded.
You were the only one on the fucking ballot, man. you're the only one on the ballot that's still running. What are you talking about? It was record numbers.
Oh, God. But it was on a fucking Tuesday in Louisiana.
Oh, fuck me, man. How in the fuck do these people listen to this shithead and think he's smart or think he knows what the fuck he's talking about? Good Lord. Like, Joe Biden's old. Yeah, but at least his fucking hair is still attached to his IQ. Holy dog shit, man. Fuck me running. This guy is off the chain. Whew. I don't know. Like I said, I don't like to do that type of content, but in other words, I don't like to go down this road that he has to have dementia. You know what I mean? He really likes his daughter-in-law to dance for him, though. That's for damn sure. He's got enough cognitive awareness to do that. Watch this. Maybe. Might play. Hang on. Hang on a second. Fucking internet. Tony, you need to have your internet correct. It's a thing you have to do. You can control these things. All right, here we go. Let's watch. This is a new one by Terquin. Hey, media, this may or may not be real. You decide based on how it's cut. He's impressed. He's gonna get his money out. Look at him. He's like, yeah, baby, I'm gonna put some fucking money in there. Yeah. Yeah, how many dollars I got? I ain't got $175 million. Motherfucker carries tourneys, man. Listen, I don't know too many billionaires. Okay. I don't know too many billionaires. I really don't. I don't have a lot of billionaires in my Rolodex. But I would believe that if a billionaire had money in their pocket, if they had money in your pocket, which I doubt a lot of billionaires have to carry any kind of money. Right. I mean, you're a billionaire. What do you got to carry fucking money for? You can pay someone to carry your fucking money. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't need a wallet. You got Wally that carries your wallet. You follow me? Like, why the I'm a billionaire. I don't have to carry fucking cash. I don't carry my keys. I don't do anything. I don't do any of that. This guy carries that shit and he follows me around everywhere. What? Oh, you want money? Ask Wally. He's got the wallet. And you would actually go seek out people named Wally just so you had that bit. Wally carries the wallet. And you're a billionaire because you could do that. A billionaire could certainly find, every billionaire could certainly find a fucking Wally to carry their wallet. But this guy carries 20s in his pocket. All right. 20s? 20s? He carries 20s? Come on, man. All right. Thank you, Terquin, for this absolutely 100% real, absolutely not altered video. Oh, fuck. That's two videos altered together, if you don't know. All right. To some other news here, because we are going to do a little bit of diddler content here. I don't know if you saw yesterday, but P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs. That's what he was called when I was growing up, Puff Daddy, Puff. And then he was Puffy and then he become Diddy. Then he was Dit for a while. Wasn't he Dit? Now he's always been Sean Combs. But yesterday Holy fuck, yesterday. Did the shite hit the fan? Apparently in P. Diddy's world, because the federal authorities, DHS, showed up at his house in Los Angeles and in Miami and fucking raided those motherfuckers, apparently. Now, the word is right now, and I haven't heard any details on this, they're just reporting that Department of Homeland Security actually raided this guy's house. Now, let me show you Puff Daddy or Puffy or Diddy or the Diddler, as the internet's calling him now. Let me show you a picture of him. It's the guy standing next to the adjudicated rapist here. So there's the adjudicated rapist, and then here is apparently someone who somehow is tied to sex trafficking. I don't know. That's what it seems like. So that's what they're saying here. If you want another picture of who Puff Daddy is, let me get you another picture. Here's Puff Daddy next to an adjudicated rapist and an illegal immigrant. He obviously is in support of maybe sex trafficking. I don't know, but he is he's definitely in support of adjudicated rapist and apparently an illegal immigrant. So I don't know. I don't know what Puff Daddy's into, but oh fuck. You know I'm just kidding, right? Rank. Now I don't know what if there's any charges, but apparently I didn't follow this story too closely because who gives a shit about Puff Daddy, really, honestly. You know what I mean? Really. But I can't give credit on this one. What the fuck? That's a bullshit. Who can reply? Oh, I gotta follow him. All right, here, I'll follow and then I'll go back. But I wanna fucking, okay, got it. Yeah, I wanna post. Oh, it's only people he follows. Ain't that about a fucking bitch? Well, here, I'll quote tweet it. There we go. Boom. Post it. Who cares? All right. I wanna show you another picture, though, of not P. Diddy. So this is not P. Diddy. Wu-Tang for Children points out here, did Diddy seriously bounce on his jet to some island while his sons are getting cuffed? Because apparently P. Diddy fled the country in his plane, but left his two sons to be arrested by DHS. Oh, God damn. Fucking family values right there. You know what I mean? Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Now, you know, this is going to lead to a lot of different things in our culture, because there's a lot of, you know, Puff Daddy fans, Bad Boy Records fans, Biggie fans, and there's a lot of music out there that has a lot of significance in culture. I actually loved Puff Daddy, what is Puff Daddy with Bad Boy Records and Biggie Smalls, the Notorious B.I.G., as he's otherwise known. I love their music. I like their music. It's kind of the same way that you got to, you know, kind of navigate through R. Kelly type music. You know, you're like, ooh, or Michael Jackson. You're like, really? Can we listen to this stuff anymore? So our culture will handle that moment, whatever comes out of this, right? Now, I don't know what island P. Diddy went to. I don't know if he went with Richard Simmons or not. That was the big joke going around online, but if that's the case, I don't know that they'll extradite him. If they do, will anything happen to him? I'm not really sure. But it is what it is. But I wanted to show you some pictures of P. Diddy so you knew who P. Diddy was. And I didn't want you walking around not knowing who Diddy or the Dit or the Diddler is. So if you hear someone speaking about the Diddler, then now you know. He likes to hang out with an adjudicated rapist and illegal immigrants, apparently. I want to show you guys some fucking fam fuckery here. You guys have taken the meme building process seriously. Amanda, I think, originally built this art. And it's got two guys on here that are really handsome dudes. And it didn't have the words on it. And we put this out for everyone to change, and it says, "Plucketh thine head out from beneath thine cheeks, betweeneth thine cheeks." So I think they're talking about the phrase when I say, "Pluck your head out of your fucking ass." is I think what they're alluding to here. So I'm so happy that you guys are in the meme making business now, and you're creating fuckery all over the internet, and you're getting attention all over the internet. Not just with me, because this is just one that I'm fond of, because you know there's a beautiful face in it. I think Paul Revere looks really good with this mug. So, and the drummer boy, look at the drummer boy here. But anyways, the point is that I'm very happy that the fucking fam has banded together to create things, because you guys are fucking talented. You guys are fucking talented. You guys got a lot of talent out there, and you're using it to do what you can to save democracy. And you're doing what you can to engage in your democracy. Some of you in real life, some of you don't have the ability in real life, and that's okay. So you're engaging in other ways. But, you know, we've talked about before how engagement is so important and yelling and screaming is so important. And my friend Jess Piper is one of the ones that engages on the ground. She does such a great job. I'm hoping to have her on this week sometime or next week. We tried to have her on last week, talk about a few things, but she just had something come up. And nothing big. She just couldn't make the show the day that we scheduled it. So we had to reschedule it, and we haven't set a date yet. But I'm going to get Jess back on the show, because not only is she a friend of mine, but she's great in this political fight. And I want to show you how much her hard work is paying off. This is a candidate in Missouri. And she says, "Oh, my God, friends, we have a Dem candidate running against Ben Baker." If you don't know, Ben Baker is a Nazi in Neosho, Missouri. And he's a scumbag. Oh, he's got, he fucking hates women. He wants to strip away parents' consent. He's a book burner. He's just a fucking plain old Nazi. Okay. And Ben Baker has run unopposed until now. Now there is a candidate running against him, and her name is Rebecca Jensen, a lifelong Missourian from Neosho. And Jess points out, this is the way. Let's fucking go. So this is what is happening, and this is what your engagement is breeding. Your engagement is breeding that people out there are going, you know, I'm getting fired up. I'm seeing people fucking being active. I'm seeing people yelling and screaming and getting fucking pissed and staying pissed because they want to take away fucking people's rights. And it's engaging people to run for office, not just people, but women, women folk. Yeah, we need the women running for office, baby, because I'm telling you, man, there is no better way for us to clean up our country than to elect a bunch of all women. I think we should ban men from government for, I don't know, the next 15, 20 years. We ban men from government for the next 15, 20 years. We will shape this country up. But I'm so happy that we have a contender down in this district, and I hope there's several more in several other districts. But this is a great example of how your engagement and you not staying silent gets people in the fight, and gets people in the fight to set policy so we can elect policymakers that aren't trying to strip away people's fucking rights. And that's where we want to be, right? If we get to a place where we are confident that our fucking governments aren't out just to strip our fucking rights away for us, then we can have debates about other things. We can start to reform and rethink our institutions. But we cannot deconstruct and try to reconstruct our institutions while fascism is in our midst. We can't do it. We have to fight the fascists first. We have to win that battle. And then we can move on. We could move on, because they're not even letting black people read in Tennessee. Yes, the MAGA Nazis don't want black folks to read. Oh, you don't believe me. Do you remember a guy named Justin Jones? I remember Justin Jones. Justin Jones was expelled from the Tennessee House. And he won his right to be back in the Tennessee House and keeps winning his seat in Nashville, which is the actual capital of Tennessee. So he wins his district in Tennessee. But watch this. This is in a hearing. And they won't let Justin Jones read. I'm not shitting you. And they say it out loud. Watch.
Their concern is that, if I can read it to you, is that the watered-down language, especially the opt-out
option. Representative Jones, we have a rule against reading. If you wish to summarize in your own words, please do so.
They have a rule against reading. Let me play it back for you. Let me play it back for you. Listen to it again. Here, let me see if I can turn this motherfucker up. Listen.
Their concern is that, if I can read it to you, is that the watered down language, especially the opt-out
option. Representative Jones, we have a rule against reading. If you wish to summarize in your own words, please do so.
We have a rule against reading. Folks, that's Tennessee. That's not Russia. That's not China. That's not North Korea. That's fucking Tennessee. Okay? It's fucking Tennessee. Listen to it again. Listen.
Their concern is that, if I can read it to you, is that the watered down language, especially the opt-out option.
Representative Jones, we have a rule against reading. If you wish to summarize in your own words, please do so.
Do you know why they have a rule against reading in the Tennessee House Nazi Party? Do you know why they have a rule against reading? It's so that you can't read testimony. You can't read studies. You can't read data and statistics from actual fucking people who know what the fuck they're talking about. You can't read text. You have to summarize in your own words. Oh, it's not because they can't read. It's because they don't want black people to read. Do you think if Justin Jones here, if you think Justin Jones was a white man and had a had Russian before his name in Nashville, do you think they would have enforced this rule? Do you really believe that they would enforce this rule? Listen, if Justin Jones looked and sounded like me and was elected as a Republican in the state of Tennessee, they would not use the rule to stop them from reading. The reason why is they don't want black people to read. And they don't want people to know the truth.
Their concern is that, if I can read it to you, is that the watered down language, especially the opt-out option.
Representative Jones, we have a rule against reading. If you wish to summarize in your own words, please do so.
We have a rule against reading. Tony's crazy. He says all kinds of crazy shit. He's like, they're going to come after your parental consent. They're going to ban women from having any health care. They're going to make sure that they get to choose who gets to have babies. They're going to absolutely try to pass all the laws they can to control women's wombs and their uteruses. That way, when they have control over all the uteruses, they get to dictate that only white babies are born. And he says that kind of stuff, and it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. And then I show you a clip of Tennessee in a committee hearing saying that they have a rule that he's going to enforce on a black man that they can't read. It's a real thing.
We have a rule against reading?
Yes. If you wish to have something read, you may get the clerk to read it, or you may get the parliamentarian to read it. Otherwise, please summarize.
We'll let a white person read it, okay? We'll let a white person read it. See, we don't let black people read in this chamber. That is not allowed in Tennessee. See, that's a law in Tennessee. We don't let black people read. If you want something read, Mr. Black Man, then what you can do is you can have the white clerk read it aloud for us. You got it? See what I'm saying? See, I'm laying down here.
Okay. We're against literacy. You hear that, Representative White?
Representative Jones?
Summarizing it, Representative, is that there's some concern that with the watered-down language of the amendment, especially the opt-out option upon death and the shortened term of the easements, poor administration can mean that this program would simply use taxpayer money to line the pockets of those who are already, you know, large, wealthy landowners. Is there anything in this that will ensure that this is going to like small farms, family farms, and to make to kind of ease some of those concerns that some folks express?
You're recognized, Mr. Sponsor.
Thank you, Mr.
Did you hear what Justin Jones is asking about there? Did you hear that? He was asking about rural farmers, family farmers in Tennessee receiving their fair share and getting their voices heard. Justin Jones wasn't talking about black people having their voices heard. He was talking about farmers in Tennessee having their fucking voices heard. Justin Jones is standing up for farmers in the state of Tennessee because he represents people in the state of Tennessee. I don't believe that Justin Jones gives a fuck about who they are or what their ideology is. He wants to represent them in a way when he is representing them to make sure that their issues are fucking addressed in their house. Because Justin Jones is a serious fucking politician. And he believes in his public service. And he believes in his public duty. And the fact that they won't let Justin Jones read, because there's a rule against black people reading. Because again, it is about Justin Jones being fucking black. They would never, never in a million years look at someone who looked like me and had Russian before their name. Well, really, honestly, if there was a Republican, I'm taking this a little far. If there was a Republican guy that looked like me and an R before their name, he probably wouldn't be able to fucking read if you want to know the honest truth. I mean, he's probably not nearly as educated as Justin Jones here, nor would they want to be. Let me play it for you one more time, so that you can hear.
Their concern is that, if I can read it to you, is that the watered-down language, especially the opt-out
option. Representative Jones, we have a rule against reading. If you wish to summarize in your own words, please do so.
We have a rule against reading. Tony's crazy. He's crazy. He's crazy. I can't even believe. I cannot fucking believe that that shit is not on national news, just like I can't believe that this fucking clip isn't on national news. Can't believe it. I can't believe it. They're playing the bridge clip all day long. Bridge clip, bridge clip, bridge clip, bridge clip. But they won't play anything like this.
People say you're denying trans people. I get this all the time. And my answer is, yeah, that's correct. I am. There's no such thing as trans people. They don't exist. You can't transition from one gender to another. So there is no such thing as trans. That's a made up thing. Now, there are people.
I'm denying them their rights. Saying it out fucking loud, man. Saying it out loud. This guy is of the Convention of States. His name is Mark Meckler. He calls all trans people perverts. Listen to him.
Are men who believe that they're women, genuinely. They have a psychological disorder, gender dysphoria. There are women who believe they're men, same thing. It's a very, 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 very tiny percent of the population, and they should be treated psychologically. They should receive the treatment that they need.
They should receive the treatment that they need. Huh? I wonder how these people would treat these people, huh? How they give them the treatment that they need, huh? Wonder what they would do. What do you think they'd do? Hmm? Tony's crazy. There's no way that they're going to do these things that he says that they're going to do. Listen to me. Listen to me very fucking clearly. Turn it up if you need to. If you let these fucking fascists take over, if you cede ground to them in our democracy, doesn't matter where it is. I don't care if it's with the LGBTQ community, trans kids. I don't care if it's women and a fucking healthcare, their healthcare or a pill that they take to save their lives. If you give any ground anywhere or to read for black people to read in the Tennessee House, if you cede anywhere with these fucking fascists, these fucking America First MAGA Nazis, your life may just be in peril. And your family's life may just be in peril. So think about it. Think about what you're going to do, what you're going to talk about, how you're going to engage, and how you listen to people when they engage. When they tell you things like, oh, Donald Trump will be, he'll be a convicted felon in June and everything will be all right. It'll be all right, all right, all right, because it ain't going to be all right. We got to wake up every fucking day and we got to be ready every fucking day.
Good morning, you gorgeous ray of fucking sunshine. Get the fuck out of bed. Every fucking day is a hustle. Do we get fucking tired? Fucking right we do. Do we fucking give up? Absolutely fucking not. We go into fucking beast mode and we get it fucking done. Keep spreading the fuckery.
Keep spreading the fuckery. Keep going. Don't stop. And come here every single weekday, Monday through Friday, noon Eastern, 11 Central, 9 Pacific, on Facebook, Twitch, X, Chan, and Instagram. Soon to be back on YouTube, maybe. Go to Twitter and tag them and tell them the free Tony. I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Go to Facebook, too. But in the meantime, go to thetonymichaels.com. That's right. Go to thetonymichaels.com. Let me show you that real quick here before we leave. You go here. You hit the fucking subscribe button at the top of the page. You pan on down. Newest episode right there. It always directs you to where you need to be for the newest episode. And then you go to memberships and you join Patreon, either free or with a paid membership. I want to thank all the people who have been joining as a paid member. I believe you've been hearing my call that this microphone is powered by you. It's powered by you against fascism. So you can do that. Also, if you want a free way to enjoy the fucking fam, make sure to join the Discord server and the book club in the Discord server and link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account. If you want free commercial free viewing on Twitch, you can do that with your Amazon Prime account. Same time, same place tomorrow. As always, surf's up, motherfuckers.
You've been listening to the Tony Michaels podcast. In your face commentary of current events and political news. No rules, no boundaries. I think we've made that perfectly clear. We hope you enjoyed the show and we'll be back soon. In the meantime, follow Tony on social media at the Tony Michaels. And until next time, raise a fist and repeat after me. Fuck 'em.
Murphy's Mule Barn, head ass speaking.
I just want to thank you for your tremendous support. And here it is. If you want to go out and get it, you can go out and get it. Have fun with it. But people do like it, I must say. Thank you.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Bitch, you couldn't buy toilet paper 4 years ago. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Bitch, you couldn't buy toilet paper 4 years ago.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a man to test the will and goodness of a free people. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who failed in everything but theft and broken promises to live in a golden palace and convince the poor he serves their needs. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a wicked man to lead the common folk with hatred and fear. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a corrupt man who is above the law and immune from justice. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who will use violence to seize power. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man whose followers will call black white, call evil good, and call criminals hostages. So God made a dictator. God said, I need his political party to obey without question, and the press fear his wrath. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a cruel man who uses his power and position to punish and harm his opposition. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who breaks the faith of even his most godly followers and leads them to idolatry. Place him above me. So God made a dictator. And then God said, I sent this man to test you, and until you cast him down, you have failed. So God made a dictator.
I just fucking shot myself. I just fucking shot myself. I just fucking shot myself.
The influence of fundamentalist theory, let's call it, in American politics is, I think, beyond the limit of what the government should tolerate in terms of church meddling. After all, these people pay no taxes. They're getting a free ride. The IRS can't look at their books. And you've got a president that owes them a lot because they use their television stations to help get him in.
But they have a right of free speech, which you would defend. And they have a right to say, I think Frank Zappa's lyrics are bad.
Of course, but they do not have a right to pass legislation or influence legislation which influences my life or the lives of people who don't agree with their point of view just because they've got an in Washington, D.C., and they keep putting up the smoke screen about government meddling in religion, but really it's religion meddling in government because of the economic influence there.
Now, what is their goal, do you think? They want to ban albums?
No, their goal is to take over the United States the same way the Ayatollah took over Iran.
You believe that?
I believe it. In submitting to pressure from a Christian organization, they have a right to their religion, they have a right to their point of view, but they do not have a right to control the world. Okay, I don't think anybody's got the right to do that. Now, that's what's up their sleeves. But you shouldn't cave in at all. Never bend over for a Christian. You know, when somebody says, if you'll just do this for us, think of what the ramification is. That's the foot in the door. The snake oil salesman is going to come in there and tell you to move your furniture around.
I can't believe I'm so completely fucked. People have never seen, I've never seen such a fucking in the whole history of our country. Grown men come up to me with tears in their eyes and want to know how I can be so totally fucked. That irritating shitbag Tarquin just triggers me every time.